Okay, so we welcome Antoine Delpoche, if I pronounce it correctly. And yeah, floor is yours.
Thank you. So I'm Antoine Delpoche. I'm a developer on the OpenRefine project. And I'm very happy to be back in this dev room to tell you, give you a few news about OpenRefine. And in particular, I'm going to be focusing on what I'm working on right now, together with Zoe Cooper, who's a designer on the project, to make OpenRefine more reproducible. So I will first explain you what OpenRefine is, because I'm not assuming everyone was here 4 years ago. If you were, don't worry. There are some differences that you might be able to spot, and I'm very keen to know if those differences look good to you. And also, what do I mean with reproducible in this context? So what is OpenRefine? It's a data cleaning tool. So you can import tabular data, mostly, in it. And then it lets you do all sorts of cleaning operations on it. Guess what? So let me give you an example. So this is a database of filming locations in Paris. So every time you film something in Paris, you need to register it with the city, and then they make this data set. And one thing I can do here is to say, let's match all of those films with an external database. And we call that reconciliation. So in this example, I'm going to reconcile it with Wikidata that we've already heard about earlier today. And because reconciliation is a bit of a tricky process, we have various options to let you configure how we're going to match your data to Wikidata so that we just don't only rely on the names, but also on other attributes that we have in this data set. And we then have various tools to help you make that a little bit efficient and let you review the results of the reconciliation manually. So for instance, here I can hover this and get a link to the Wikidata item that it could link to. So that's a sample of one type of operation that people do a lot with OpenRefine. You can then manually match things if you want to go through the entire data set yourself. Let me show you something else. Well, first, once you've done this reconciliation, you can pull some data from the target database. In this example, I could, for instance, do something quite simple. Let's just add a new column with the URLs of those entities in the database. So that's something that I can do quite quickly. And you get your new column. And you could also pull more more information from Wikidata, identifiers in other databases, things like that. Let me show you another sort of operation you can do in OpenRefine. This is the column with the directors of those films. And I can try to cluster them. So what does it mean? Well, we are going to basically look through all sorts of values in this data set and try to detect whether they might refer to the same entity. And when that's the case, then you often want to normalize those to one consistent spelling. That's very useful, typically as a first step before reconciliation. So those are sample of the canonical values we could use. So let's say I want to use all of those suggestions and accept them as valid clusters. OK, so those are the sorts of things you can do in OpenRefine. Now, what do I mean by making this tool more reproducible? So imagine you're a researcher working on some data that you've collected. You're cleaning it with OpenRefine as part of your research process. And at the end, you want to publish a paper about what you did, and you want to make your research process transparent. So you want your fellow researchers to be able to inspect what you've done in OpenRefine and ideally even reproduce it on a similar version of the data set. So what can we do for now? The best thing we have for this so far is our undo redo tab. And as you can imagine, it's primarily designed for undoing things that you've done, but it also happens to list all of the operations you've done so far with OpenRefine. So you could try and copy and paste this in your research article as a way of saying, this is what I did. Now, this is not exactly ideal. So we are working on improving basically this part of the tool. And before we get into reproducibility per se, there's already a lot of usability issues with this interface. And that's where it's been very interesting to work with a designer on this project who was also not familiar with the tool before she came on board. And so she was really able to come with a fresh eye and identify things that I really couldn't see anymore because I've been looking at this for so many years already. So for instance, here, it might not be clear to everyone that you can actually click on those previous steps to go back.